Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. We work in a 21st century world where email has replaced conversation, call centers have decamped to India, and helplines have turned into a series of automated messages. And while many of us are habitually reaching for our cell phones and Blackberries, there remains a part of us that longs for a little old-fashioned human interaction. Jack Mitchell, co-owner of several well-known family-owned clothing stores, is on a crusade to bring back the good old-fashioned hug. His new book, Hug Your People, is poised to continue the revolution that his first title, Hug Your Customers, began 5 years ago when it became a Wall Street Journal bestseller. Jack, happy to have you here.
Just delighted to be here, Dave.
I can tell. Big smile on your face.
Smile's a hug, you know that, Dave.
So your book is called Hug Your People. I suppose that title just about says it all. But could you tell us a little bit more about how you developed that philosophy and how is it important to the success of your company?
The philosophy really came from our parents, mom and dad, who started our family business 50 years ago and passed it on to my brother and myself. And now we've passed on to our seven sons in our family business. My book is really a reflection of that philosophy. It's really a business blueprint, how we hire the right people and how we treat them thoughtfully and educate them and motivate them so they bring value to themselves and to the other employees that work with us. And then, of course, on to our customers. And then the value returns to us as stockholders or owners of our business.
Conventional wisdom tells us that nice guys finish last. Doesn't being competitive sometimes mean that you have to be ruthless?
Absolutely not. I don't think you need to be ruthless at all. Of course, there may be some people that are, and I acknowledge that. But for us, it's about the antithesis of that. It's about being kind, and I call it the hugging culture. We really are about expectations, and we're about standards. We're not about rules and regulations. We're about a business that hires the right people at the right time. We're about hiring nice people, and we trust them, and they trust us. And that generates pride in what they do and what we do.
Jack, how do you find nice people?
Nice people are all around us. We find them by word of mouth, some of our vendor friends, networking. We're very visible stores in the area, so sometimes their customers come in. People say, well, how do you define nice? I just came back from China, halfway back from Beijing to New York. Do you know with the person sitting next to you, you know whether they're nice or not? So focusing in on nice is very, very important. People have to be competent in what they do. They have to be positive people. They have to be people that take pride in what they do. They have to be honest. Integrity is the foundation of what we do. So these people are all around us. And then they have to be passionate to listen, learn, and grow to be the very best they can be. When you're interviewing, you just ask people, what are you passionate about? And you could be passionate about the Yankees or the Red Sox, God forbid. And when that happens, you can take that passion and then you can turn it into selling, or if you're skilled as a seamstress tailor, we have 40 seamstress tailors in our stores, Mitchell, Richards, and Marsh's. It's all about finding the right people that are passionate about doing the right job at the right time.
So they're passionate about the job.
And positive about the
job. Positive.
Positive and personalization. The business about being ruthless. Competition could be fun. You can compete and have fun doing it. It's playing the game and then winning the game. You don't always win, but you try to win. What's happened to the old sportsmanship idea? I like to be a good sport. Cooperation and competition. We have very high standards. We like to be in first place.
Sure.
We like to win the Super Bowl, and we try every year to do that. I'm proud of the fact that we're successful. I'm proud of the fact that we like to make money. We can do all that and still be nice.
Jack, you're obviously an optimist, but what happens when you have to deal with conflict, when things don't go according to plan?
You sit down, Dave, and then you try to genuinely, openly, candidly, honestly resolve the conflict. I don't even like the word conflict. I like positive words. I am optimistic or a positive person. We don't even think of problems. We think of challenges and opportunities. A good example, I think, is my brother Bill and myself. You can imagine having a partner who's your brother for 35 or 40 years and now have your wife, your spouse work with you, and then have four of your sons and three of your nephews. We never had a challenge, thank goodness, on unconditional love. Acceptance took a while. But of course, we don't agree on everything. And my brother Bill and I had this very strange but very simple way of determining things when we were just the two of us, after mom and dad were kind enough to give us the business. If one of us felt strongly about something and the other didn't agree with it, we just didn't do it. But if it was in Bill's area of responsibility, And he felt strongly, and I wasn't sure about it. I said, sure, and vice versa. We wanted to make sure that we had this old, simple expression, win-win. I was using those words before Covey and Blanchard and all the wonderful business writers were using them. Everybody wins and nobody loses. When you have that kind of mindset, that's the positive, I call it hugging mindset, it works. I'm a consensus leader, and I think the business reflects that.
You obviously speak in front of groups of people. You must get questions or people trying to put it in context with, sure, Jack, it works for you. You have a family-run business. You have three stores to worry about. But that type of hug mentality won't scale to a really big company.
Oh, I'd say they're wrong. I think it does scale. I've done several speeches and presentations to Payless Shoes, 4,732 stores throughout North America and now globally. They have great passion for their customers and their people. They literally are educating their associates to smile and to be nice to each other and to figure out ways that they can be special. And they educate them to be nice to their customers. If it works within the internal customers, the employees, hugging your people, then of course it spills over to the customers. It's more fun. It's more fun, Dave, to work in a hugging culture, and it does scale up. Can you imagine Nike? There's nobody has better spirit than Nike, but in some of the Nike towns, they weren't hugging their customers mm-hmm. or hugging their people as much as they were hugging their product. You have to hug both. When you find that human connection, it resonates at any level. And the financial institutions, Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, now some of these people have made huge mistakes, as we all know from reading the papers, but you find great people behind these companies. They are passionate. They are compassionate with each other.
In your book, you offer a piece of advice to managers. Check in, don't check up. What do you mean by that?
It's a very subtle but very, very important distinction. Checking in is how you doing today. Let me see the list of those 10 people that you're going to be calling for the Michael Kors trunk show. How are we doing on that? Did you really get Travis and Kevin? Did you call them? How are they working out? Rather than, I want to see that list. Did you call them? How many times have you called them? One is a positive, genuine,
it's engaging
human way of doing it. It's as you were talking to a friend. It's, what do you think? How about this idea? Rather than a dictator or somebody that's demanding that checks up on you every minute and calls you 10 times a day. Why haven't you done this job? You must do it this way and that way.
Right.
That's checking.
Why did this deliverable slip or something like that?
We love mistakes. Mm-hmm. If you make a mistake, fine. You know, you take a 3-point shot and you missed it. Try it again. It might win the game. We love those type of things. Now, we don't like to say a mistake 2 or 3 times.
Well, you learn from don't your mistakes.
And if you're open and candid about that, you've found the right person to work with you, not for you. Checking up is working with you, not for you. That little preposition, it's very, very important.
Jack, let's say we've only got 10 minutes or so, and you hand me a copy of your book, and you say, if you don't get anything else out of this book, pay attention to this chapter. Which chapter would you point out?
I think I would ask you to read the very first story in the book. It's about this wonderful woman who worked at a great store here in New York. She actually sold $1 million worth of shirts and ties. And she read my first book, Hug Your Customers. In a 3-page handwritten letter to me, she said, I have a great job. I paid well, but I can't be myself. I can only sell shirts and ties. They won't allow me to be myself and sell sports coats and suits and dresses and service my clientele the way I want to do it. But more importantly, not one person in this whole store ever touched me on the back and said, nice job. We really appreciate what you do for us. Not one person. I've been here 3 years. She said, I'd love to work in your family business. And you know, of course, when I did this.
Yeah, I wonder how this story ends.
I pick up the phone and I called her on a Sunday.
Right.
She was in a high commission environment. She had a little different challenges. But you know what? She's been the most prolific seller and a very nice person to work with that we've ever had within our stores. And she feels appreciated. And just today, she came to my office and she showed me that one of the vendors just gave her a $50 American Express voucher.
Gift card or something.
A gift
like that,
card.
Right?
She said, this company appreciates me.
Right.
And she was candid enough, this is what I love about her, to say, you know, on another project that I'm working on, I didn't get any appreciation. So you know what I did, right? I said to myself, I'll figure a way out that she feels appreciated because that's what people want. That's what I'd suggest. It's the very first story. It's all about everyone needs to be appreciated. And I say everyone loves to be hugged. Hug, of course, is a metaphor. It can be a bear hug, but a hug is a metaphor for any tiny or large gesture or deed that says, wow, these folks, Mitchells, Richards, and Marshes, really care about me. I have fun coming to work. I have friends here. And then I can hug the customers and I can get to know them on an individual basis. We have the most unbelievable clientele base in the world. In a town of 60,000 people, in a town of 28,000 people in Westboro, every other household is a customer of ours. They come in, they have a cup of coffee, have some water, sparkling or still, donuts. They have a fish tank for the kids. We're a family store, old-fashioned family store. We sit one customer at a time, and we get to know them. And we have fun doing that. And when you create that environment, people stay for a lifetime.
As we may or may not be headed into an economic downturn, would you say that this type of approach, the optimism that you're sharing here, becomes more important?
Much more important. We believe that we will come out of this, whatever you want to call it, stronger than ever before, stronger than our competitors, candidly, because when we invest time into getting to know customers, they may not spend as much for whatever reason, but when they wake up in the morning and they want a button-down shirt, they'll come to us first because we know them and they trust us and we trust them. And people that think that it's all about product and price, some of the great stores in the country and the great stores in New York, they'll be on sale thinking that it's only about price. And price is important, but it's that intrinsic hugging that I think is much more important.
Sure.
Because if you get to know the customers, then they will get to know what's the best product. But extraordinary customer service, you don't give that in a vacuum. You give that with great people, not
right.
good people, but great people. And these great people will be with us and they'll be servicing our customers and clientele when we come out of this downturn, recession, or whatever we might call it. And we have fun doing it.
Jack Mitchell, author of the book, Hug Your People. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very, very much.
It would be great to hear your feedback on this program, so please drop us an email note at podcast@amanet.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That's 800-697-3406. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.